This is a word of encouragement for you law enforcement that have kept your vows to uphold righteousness for God and country. I saw a law officer looking out across America, and the Lord was looking through his eyes, and the Lord said this, "What do you see? What do you see across the land?" says the Lord. "You see the spirit of lawlessness and disorder that has ravaged a nation this last year. The total disregard and disrespect for the laws of life and living are now visible to all. There's not one day that goes by without the stench of violent actions taking place in the land. Brother against brother, and blood is crying out. What was taking place in a spiritual realm has now manifested in the physical one. The war of the worlds has begun in greater force. And you, my officers, my sons and daughters of the Republic of America, are right there face to face with the crimes of the times. I see all. I know all. And those of you that have stood strong for the safety of my people have done well. Be encouraged. I will say it again. You have done well. Be encouraged. I thank you, officers, National Guards, Border Patrol, and those in the military that stand for God and country. I thank you for being the shields of protection for many. Thank you for holding the line. You are the shields and the weapons against the darkness that wants to swallow the light. And greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, and you do so daily. There is great honor in heaven for everyone that has given their life in service to their fellow man. I honor this, says the Lord. I honor those who defend the weak, the innocent, the poor, and the defenseless. I honor those who live a life of integrity and keep their holy vows of office, because with that comes great responsibility. Your names and actions are written in your book of life, and I will always remember your name. Remember mine. There is honor when you stand for what's right and true. There is honor to stand your ground when the world despises you, rejects you, blames you, curses you, and attacks you. I know, I've been there. And I have seen the tears, and oh, how they flow. I've seen your families, but know this, I have also seen your prayers. Know that I know that I care. And that is why I pray that even now, at this time of battle, that your faith and your courage fail not. Because there is more to do. Be encouraged. I need you. They need you. Be encouraged because things are about to change. I'm going to get real and I will deal with the crimes and the criminals and those that love violence and death, those that lack appreciation and gratitude for the overwhelming and abundant blessings this country has been given. I am coming to America again. A great disorder has taken place over this year, and lives have been lost on all sides. Listen, my people. Lawlessness and disorder flourish when the fear of the Lord has been removed. Disorder brings discord, disunity, disruption, distortion, and destruction. But watch, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord is coming back. The fear of the Lord is going to shock the evil. Shock the corruption, shock the violent, and shock all those that mock and despise law and order. I stand for order. There will be a sudden event that will surprise the ungodly, and it will upset the criminal minds and knock out their yearly plans and time frames. The great I am will send a mighty shockwave through the hearts of the people in the earth. It will be the shock for those that mock. Do not mock my spirit. Do not mock my prophets. America, oh America, you will fear me again. You will fear my holy name. You will fear to do evil. You will fear to harm your fellow man. You will fear to disobey. You will fear to harm the children. You will fear to disregard my laws and my ways, because my ways are not your ways and my laws are not your laws. I'm going to bring order to the disorder, order to the states of confusion, order to the political landscape, order to the church, order to the court system. Hold the line, my officers. Hold the line, those of you that stand for the love of truth and justice, for the rod of God is coming. Hold your positions and don't put down your weapons. I call you now to serve your country like never before. I call you once again to stand for your land. I come with authority and priority, and I will bring my whip and my will, and it shall be done. And to you lawmakers, woe to you lawmakers who push my people to the edge of freedom. Watch, says the Lord. You ungodly lawmakers who place perverse laws in the land that corrupt a nation to bow to your Babylon, woe to you! You ungodly lawmakers who shut down my churches and silence the voice of truth, woe to you because you love not the truth. Therefore the truth shall be your judge and your judgment. You ungodly lawmakers, vipers, murderers who kill my American unborn children in the slaughterhouses of your law temples, your days have been numbered. No more mercy. You ungodly lawmakers who make legal what is illegal in my eyes, watch! The courts of heaven are here. They have arrived, and the gavel of the verdict thunders loudly on you. Do you really think that you would get away with such evil, with such crimes? You are of your father, the devil. I am sending the storm. The hurricane of heaven is coming, and it will bring a great sound of thunder and lightning against the wicked and the mighty rain of revival for the remnant. A great trembling is coming in the land, says the Lord. The debris is going to fly. The whipping winds of justice and judgment will wipe you out, evildoers. My storm is going to bring back my laws, my ways, my orders, and there shall be order in the house of the Lord again. One plague has come, and you have not turned from your wicked ways. Behold, another thing cometh. Officers of the land, position yourselves, for the storm approaches. But all those that put their trust in me shall be saved. And Lord, I thank you so much for your law officers that protect our nation. I pray, Lord, and I bring them before your throne today that they may find great encouragement in times of discouragement. I pray that just like the officers who lost their lives this year, over 100 so far, Lord, that you would continue to raise up the lions. You said you're raising up the lions with the jaws and claws for the tearing down of evil and strongholds. I thank you, Lord, for those that stand for the red, white, and blue. In Jesus' name, encourage them, bless them. I pray that you would give them great favor at this time, Lord, that their faith fail not. For your disciples, Lord, that our faith would not fail. And I pray for them now in Jesus' name, that you would restore to them the joy of their salvation, which is you. And that you would also help them to lift their eyes to the future as they see the promises of God being fulfilled at this time. Lord, King David went through so many prayers to you, Lord, about the evil and the wicked and about what you're going to do for the righteous. It says in Psalms 5, Lord, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You, Lord, hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful, Lord, you detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house in reverence and bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of our enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they do lie. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their lies be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them forever sing of your joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. And Lord, I claim this verse for our law enforcement. Surely, Lord, you will bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. I thank you, Lord, for the shields in our nation. May they be strong and you teach their hands to war and to stand for what is right. God bless America, land of the free, because of the brave, because of those that walk in the way, the truth, and the life, those who stand for life and not destruction, those who stand for law and order. And you are bringing back law and order into the land, and we praise you, Lord, that you are a righteous judge. It says in your word that your throne is surrounded by justice and judgment. And Lord, at that tipping point, we know that you have to do and keep your word. Thank you for standing for your righteousness. Thank you for standing for the righteous people who are living lives of integrity, who are upholding that which is true and good and pure. I thank you, Lord, for all of our law enforcement who daily face evil, who have to see things we have never seen, who have to deal with the crimes and the criminals and the multitude of phone calls that come in on domestic violence. And there's so much evil, Lord, but you're going to bring a peace after the storm. So I thank you, Lord, for those that are holding the line. Please help them to hold the line. Help them not to give up. Help them not to be discouraged. I pray that you would breathe the breath of life and encouragement over them. Lift them up, resurrect them out of any despair or discouragement or loss of life in their families, Lord. In your beautiful name, in the power of your name, in the majesty of your name, and in the might of your name, Lord, you are God. You are our King. And we all say yes, and we agree together under the throne of God, that your will and your purpose will be done in the nation of the United States of America, your republic, because what happens in this country affects the world. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory that is coming, that you are bringing your whip and your will, your authority, and you are priority. In the name of Jesus, bless your law officers today in Jesus' name.